的父亲。
The topic is how to be a father. How to be a father is after God's heart.
我们都知道下个礼拜天是父亲节。
We know that next Sunday will be Father's Day.
虽然我自己要到温哥华去领聚会。
Even though that I had to go to Vancouver to conduct a service.
但是我想到我自己也是一位父亲。
But I thought that I think that I am a father myself.
所以这阵子我在思考父亲节快到了，究竟我有什么功课要学的。
So recently I'm thinking Father's Day is approaching. What lesson that I should learn as a father?
然后我就回到圣经里面来看。
And I return to the Bible to look.
然后发现有许多宝贵的道理是我们可以彼此勉励的。
And I found many precious teachings in the Bible about how to be a father that we should learn from.
特别我们看到今天美国的这个社会
Especially we see the society of America today
这个家庭是受到一个最大的冲击的一个社会的结构
The family unit is under so many attacks in every facet
那其中一个最大的原因我自己个人觉得是因为许多为人父母的特别做父亲的没有回到圣经里面来看神的教导是什么。
But I feel the greatest problem is many parents, especially fathers, have not come to the Bible to see how God instructs them to be a father.
我最近也看了一些统计的数字。
Recently, I have read some of the statistics.
那里提到在美国每年有超过200万的青少年他们离家出走。
In America, every year, 200,000 or more young people left their home.
每年有100万左右的这些青少年的女孩子，她们未婚而怀孕。
And more than a million unwed mothers.
那么大概有一半的这些未婚的妈妈，最后是什么？要就是堕胎，要就是流产，把孩子失去了。
And over half of the more than 1 million unwed mothers.Pregnancy either terminated by abortion or miscarriage.
另外还有一个预测的数字。
And also there's another projected number.
就是在1990年的时候。
1990.
到1990年的时候，美国有1/3的小孩子，他们在18岁以前就会经验到父母离婚的痛苦。
The projection is 1990 will be 1/3 of the family, the children under 18.1/3 of them will experience the divorce and separation in their home.
我想魔鬼最厉害的一个工作
I think Satan's severest weapon
就是攻击破坏人类的家庭
To attack, to destroy the family unit.
当一个家不能够相爱的存在的时候
When a home cannot stay in love and warmth
这个家庭里面所有的分子大概就没有时间再去寻求神的事情了。
If a family is under attack, then the family member will not have time to seek after God's word.
甚至有许多属于神的儿女的这些做父母的或者做儿女的，他们也对神灰心。
Even in Christian families, that they have lost hope in God.
所以今天早上我要特别趁着这个。父亲节快来到的机会
So this morning before coming of the Father's Day
我要跟大家一起来看一下圣经里面究竟怎么教导我们做一个讨他喜悦的父亲
How does the Bible teach us to be a father who is after God's heart?
第一处请大家翻开旧约生命记第六章
The book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament 6th chapter
圣经224面旧约
If you have the New International Bible, it's page
194. 224面，生命记第六章，我们从第四节念完第九节。
From 4th to the 9th verse.
生命记第六章第四节这里记载，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上也要殷勤教训你的儿女无论你坐在家里 行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
We have just read Deuteronomy 6:4 tonight.
然后我们再看以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians
6. 以弗所书第六章，新约圣经274面。
It's a New International Version. It's 1,257th page.
以弗所书第六章第四节，这里神的话语说：你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气。只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
It says here, Ephesians 6:4, Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord.
最后我们看一处的圣经，在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
The book of Thessalonians. First Thessalonians, second chapter.
新约圣经290面。
The New International Version is 1,258
page. 帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第八节。
Verse 8.
念完第八节，我们再一起看第十一节。
And 11.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第八节，这里说：我们既是这样爱你们。不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。第十一节说：你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样。
We love you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us. Then 11th verse, for you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children.
在我们还没有再进一步来看这些话语的教训之前，我们先同心低头做一个祷告。
Shall we pray before we go into the word?
亲爱的主，我们知道你爱我们。
Lord, we know that you love me.
我们也知道我们的家庭，我们的婚姻是你所设立的。
We know that you are the originator of a family, of a marriage.
是你的旨意看为美好，要我们在世界上面有一个属于我们的家庭。
It is your will, and it is beautiful to have our own family in this world.
所以要我们在这个家庭里面学习怎么相爱。
Lord, you want us to learn how to love each other in this family.
也透过我们爱的见证，能够反映出父神你自己对世人的爱。
And from our love, the people would see and reflect your love on us.
今天早上我们属于你的儿女们围绕在你的脚前。
This morning, all of us, your children, come before you.
我们承认在我们的家庭里面有许多的难处。
We admit we have a lot of problems, difficulties in our families.
因为我们不知道你的心意，你的教导是什么。
Because sometimes we do not know your will and your teaching.
请你今天晚上透过你自己的话语。
May you open our eyes this morning.
向我们说话。
And to speak to us through your words.
所以我们也求你使用你自己的两位仆人。
Lord, use us, your servants.
叫我们说的话是从你而来。
Whatever we say, it is from you.
也能够造就我们所有的弟兄姐妹。
And to edify each of us.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray and thank you in Jesus' name.
在刚才我们所念的那几处圣经里面。
From these portion scriptures we have just read,
特别是最后那一段我们所念的帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章
especially First Thessalonians the second chapter,
十一节那边说保罗对帖撒罗尼迦的那些弟兄姐妹说，他说我怎么样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样。
Paul said to the Christians of Thessalonica, for you know that we dealt with you, each of you, as a father deals with his own children.
虽然在那个上下文的里面，他是谈到保罗怎么爱那些他带领的弟兄姐妹。
Here it talks about how Paul loved these brothers and sisters that he took care of them.
但是我们可以间接的来从这一句话里面来看出，原来 父亲应该怎么来对待自己的儿女。
But from this verse, we can see how a father should love their children.
然后第八节那边提到一个非常重要的一个真理，是谈到这个父母爱子女到一个地步，他连自己的性命也愿意给他们。
And the eighth verse said how the parents love their children so much that they're willing to give their own life for them.
所以因此今天我们要按着主的教训来对待我们的儿女的话，第一个重要的真理就是我们要去爱我们的儿女。
So therefore, the first principle that we should learn from God is how we should love our children.
那么有人说，我们中国人很注重这个家庭的伦理道德、父子的关系。
And a lot of people say, well, the Chinese family, they really put a lot of emphasis on ethics and how the father and the son should love each other.
难道你说我们不爱我们的儿女吗？
Are you telling us that we don't love our children?
事实上面我们每一个做父母的，我想我们都爱我们的儿女。
I think in actuality, every parent loves their children.
但是很可能有时候我们所爱的方法不一定是按着圣经的教导。
But sometimes the way we love our children is not according to the Bible's teaching.
所以我们必须从神的话里面来学习怎么爱我们的儿女。
So therefore we must learn from God's word how we should love our children.
许多在美国的父母亲，特别是父亲，会有这种想法，说爱我的儿女，我就是要辛苦劳碌的啊，尽力来赚钱，为我的儿女将来的经济的前途打好一个基础。
And many parents, especially in America, a lot of fathers think the way I love my children is to provide them with material things, with monetary things for their education, for their future.
这个大前提是没有错的。
It's not wrong to do that.
但是如果我们不知道怎么做到合乎中道的话呢，那很可能我们的这个方法就不一定讨神的喜悦。
But if we do not know how to do things in moderation, according to the teaching of God, then we may go astray.
因为很普遍的，我们在美国的华侨社会里面发现，许多做父亲的，因为这个说，他认为爱是为儿女积攒这个钱财，以至于忽略掉跟自己孩子的关系。
And we can see it's very prevalent among the overseas Chinese families because the father wants to earn money for the children.For their future, yet they have neglected the close relationship and the communication with their own children.
他们可以忙碌到一个地步，一天里面没有十分钟或者二十分钟的时间跟孩子在一起。
They are so busy, they can be so busy, they cannot spend 10 or 20 minutes just to talk to their own children.
他们有一份工作还要兼差。
They have one job, then they have moonlighting another job.
到一个地步，这个孩子不知道自己的爸爸是在做什么，或者他在想什么，他喜欢的是什么。
And to a point that the children do not know what the father wants or to think or what even he looks like.
事实上面，按照一些对小孩子、青少年了解的一些专家他们的研究，发现小孩子在早期发展的过程当中，他最需要的是父亲或者母亲跟他在一起的事。
And from the expert of early childhood education of development, that they think the children need the most in the early stage is the closeness of a mother or a father.
有一些研究数字，研究的发现，一些破碎的家庭，换一句话说，没有父亲这个角色在家庭里面，这些孩子长大了，通常会有一些难处。
And also the statistic and expert show that the,If a family lacks the father image, the children, when they grow up, they have some problems.
因为他们没有一个认同的对象，他不晓得怎么扮演一个男人或者父亲的角色。
Because they lack someone to identify with, they don't know how to become a man.
所以是非常重要的，我们能够注意到，就是说，小孩子是神托付给我们的产业，我们爱他们，要用神的那种方法来爱他们。
And we know the children is a blessing and a heritage that God gave us. We must love them the way God instructed us.
而其中一个很重要的，不是在于你能够为他存多少钱，乃在于你让他觉得你有多爱。
The one most important thing is not how much money you can accumulate for this child, it's how much you love this child.
所以，第一个大前提， 我觉得重要的，我们重新要调整我们爱子女的这个标准或者方法。
So therefore, the foremost important thing is that we should readjust our priority. How should we love our children?
我觉得重要的是，不是说做父亲呢就留在家里面不出去赚钱。
I'm not saying that the father should stay home and not be employed.
而是说，究竟孩子在你心目中占了多少的位置？
The question is, how much room you have in your heart?For your
children. 你愿意抽多少时间来听听孩子跟你说的话？
How much time you're willing to spend so the children can talk to you?
你自己一天里面跟孩子在一起的时间有多少？
How much time you have to be individually with each child?
还有在一起的时间做一些什么事情？
So when you're together, what do you do?
你能不能够给你的孩子感觉到你在爱？
Can you give the children a feeling that you really love them?
那么在表达爱的这个过程里面，我觉得可以包括几方面。
In the process of expressing your love, there are several aspects.
第一个地方，这个爱里面要包括教。
So first, inside the love, that you should learn how to teach.
我们再看一下《生命记》第六章。
Deuteronomy 6 chapter.
生命记第六章。我们从第六、第七节看起。
Seventh verse。
生命记第六章第七节，旧约圣经224面，这里说，你们做父亲的要殷勤地教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。
It says to the father for the children, impress them on your children, talk about.Then when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
那么殷勤教他们一些什么东西呢？
So you should diligently teach them. Teach them what?
不是叫他说你要好好念书，然后将来赚大钱。
Not to tell them study so you can make more money later on.
乃是第六节那天说，我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上。然后用这些话来殷勤地教导你的儿女。
You should teach the children what the first six says. These commandments that I give you today.
有许多人说我们有爱就够了。
A lot of people say we have love, that's enough.
但事实上面是不够。
It's not enough just to have love.
那个小孩子从小我们要用神的话来教导他，然后帮助他走在正道上，他到老也不偏离。
The Bible says, teach the children when they're young, so when they're old, they will not depart from God's way.
而这里第七节特别提到，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。
But it says that when you sit home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up, you have to talk about God's way to your children.
这里也提到那个教导你用神的话语教导你的孩子，不是要他坐在主日学课室或者坐在教会里面，你才能够教导他。
It's not that when the child is sitting in the Sunday school room or in the church that you teach him. 也不是
说你是每一天晚上或者8:30到9:00那个家庭崇拜的时间你才能够教导。
It's not mean that from 8:30 to 9:00, if you have a family worship service, that's the time you teach your children.
这里提到两件事情，谈到说无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来都要谈论。
It says when you sit at home, walk along this road, and when you lie down, when you get up, all this time you should teach your children.
换句话说，是你整个人的生命的教导。
That means your whole life to teach your children.
真正的教导不是限于在一个死板的、形式化的一个训练的场合里面。
The real teaching is not limited to a section of time or element.
是我们必须在我们的生活里面，日常起居饮食，在那边默默地影响我们的孩子。
So therefore, in your everyday life, you should impress on your children what you do or say.
另外一件事情，这里让我们看见是什么呢？这句话里面也隐含着我们必须看我们的儿女有许多的杰出的机会跟时间跟场所。
And also, we should take time and to see what kind of friends they have and what are they doing as our children.
那这个是非常重要的。
It's very important.
希望我们做父亲的、为人父的。能够常常记住神的话。
So especially fathers, they should remember what God says.
我们有一个责任要教导我们的儿女。
We have a responsibility to teach our children.
另外一句圣经在以弗所书第六章第四节，也是刚才我们所念的。
fourth verse we have just read.
以弗所书第六章第四节。
Ephesians 6:4.
这里谈到说，你做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
It says, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in training and instruction of the Lord.
那么这里让我们看见另外一方面的真理，就是我们在照着主的教训和警戒养育他们的时候呢，有一个态度，我们不是要在那边激动我们的儿女。
So we should have an attitude not to provoke anger in them.
因为那样子的关系的话呢，我们没有办法好好的把神的话语交给他。
If we have such a strained relationship, we cannot teach them God's way.
真正的那个学习之前，必须先有一个爱的关系。
Before we learn anything, we must know how to love.
如果父子的关系、父女的关系是一种很紧张、很不愉快的关系的时候，就算我们的出发点要爱他，要用神的话语来教导他，我们没有办法打进他们的心中。
Even though we want to teach them, but if our relationship is strained and filled with tension, we cannot really communicate with them.
所以我自己觉得，在神的话里面告诉我们，今天要做一个讨神喜悦的父亲。
So therefore, in today's message, God tells us want to be a father that's after God's own heart.
神要我们去爱他。
God wants us to love our children.
神要我们去教导他们。
God wants us to teach our children.
神要我们去养育他们。
God wants us to educate them.
但是在所有这些行动的背后，我们的根据是神的教导。
So, but behind all this, our basis was built on God's way.
谈完这个父母的责任以外呢？
After we talk about the responsibility of parents,
我想我们应该来看一下究竟。我们对儿女应该有一个什么样子的态度
？What kind of attitude we should have for our children？
那么有一处的圣经，我觉得给我自己很大的帮助，是在诗篇127:3。
And one place it really helps me is Psalm
127:3，这个圣经是在755面。
Psalm 127:3。
这里怎么说呢？这里说，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Sons are heritage from the Lord. The children are.
看我的儿女呢
？So from this verse, I learned how should I look at my children?
啊，我发现，原来我的儿女不是我的。
Then I discover my children are not really mine.
原来他们本来就是神的。
They belong to God.
是神送给我的一个礼物。
God gave them to me as a gift.
是神相看得起我，把他的这个产业托给我去照管。
It's God that I have value in God's eyes. That's why He gave them as a heritage.
所以我是一个管家的身份来看我的儿女。
I'm like a manager to take care of them.
我要对神负责，好好的管教他托付给我的产业。
I must be responsible to God how to take care of my children.
那么这个产业的生死祸福不在我的手中，是在神的手中。
Whether this heritage is the future is not in my hand, it's in God's hand.
我是站在一个普人的地位，尽我所能的按照神托付给我的这个恩赐来教养管教这些孩子。来保护他们。
And I am in a position as a servant to teach my children.
所以，因此呢，前面谈到我们去爱我们的儿女，我们要去教导他们，我们要去养他们，要育他们。这些背后有一个态度，就是说，原来这些是神托付给我的东西，我没有权利来说这是我的。
So therefore, we said we should teach our children. We should be example. We should nourish them. We should love them. It's because they are a gift from God, a reward from God. They don't really belong to.
那我知道有很多父母他们不喜欢有孩子，或者不喜欢有太多孩子。
And I know some parents don't want any children or don't want too many children.
那他们可能有了一个，然后说不要了，结果第二个又冒出来了。
They probably had one, then the second one came as an accident.
哎呀，他会说，你看真糟糕。
look at it. How dreadful.
然后这不小心是一个很大的错误了。
Look at this accident. We should be more careful.
然后又把孩子看成是累赘。
And they feel the child is such a burden.
哎呀，妨碍了我们两个自己的发展。
And they have really hindered our own development.
如果我们有这种的态度来看儿女的话呢，虽然你没有讲出来这些信息了，已经暗暗的传给你的儿女。
But even though you didn't say this, and all this can be filtered through your action, and the children would.
那么儿女常常会觉得，哎，我爸爸妈妈是不想要我，他们是无可奈何的啊，这个勉强没办法，又不丢不出去，忍不能够忍心啊，送出去。
And the children also would feel they are part of an accident, and they feel very rejected.
如果有这种态度的话，我们很明显的会知道父子的关系会出现问题。
And if this exists, then you know there will be strain between the relationship of the
father. 不是一种甘心、一种喜乐的态度来接纳你的儿女。
It's not a very joyful situation to accept them.
所以那个惹动儿女的气呢，在这种关系里面常常会有。
So therefore, the Bible says, "Do not exasperate your children, or do not provoke anger in them." And a lot of times we do this.
因为你心中先有对他的不欢迎。
Because first you didn't welcome your child.
所以你在外面受了气回来就是讨厌，看见你就讨厌。
So therefore, if you are slighted in outside, the minute you saw your child, then say, "Oh, what a bore! I don't want to see you."
那我们很明显知道，这个家庭没有办法有基督的爱在那边彰显。
So therefore, this family cannot really have God's love shown forth.
还有这个态度的一个好处是什么呢？
What is the good point of this attitude?
就是我只不过是个管家的态度。
And the thing is, I'm just a manager, a supervisor for this home.
万一这个礼物有残缺的话，是神给的，我欢欢喜喜的接下。
If this particular gift, this child, has certain shortcomings, I accept anyway. I'm glad because God gave it to me.
所以正确的态度，如果我们这样子来看的话，我们的儿女生下来有先天的缺陷，或者后来有意外，主把他接去，突然间我们这个白头人送，黑头人送，是白头人送黑头。就说我们的所爱的儿女有时候比我们先去的时候，如果我们有这个态度的时候，我们就不至于那么伤痛。
So therefore, if we have some problem with our children, okay, for example, if they're retarded or have some defects, or they have some sickness and God took them away, then we will not be so much in this.
因为我们知道他本来就是神的。
Because we know that the children belong to God anyway.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是他。
The one who gives, the one who takes is Jehovah.
我们再次就尽了我们这个管家的力量来讨主的喜悦，把这个托管的产业照顾的。
So therefore, we should really do as best as I can as a supervisor for this family and take care of his children.
所以这是一个非常重要的一个真理。
This is a very important principle.
也防止了我们常常两代之间产生很大的冲突的这个可能性。
And it would prevent the generation gap or fight.
因为我们常常会听见一句话说：“天下无不是的父母。”
A lot of times we can hear that the Chinese usually say that under the heaven there's no parent who doesn't commit any wrong.
那个是我们文化的一个对父亲或者母亲这个角色的一个看法。
This is from our cultural point of view to the parents.
但是从圣经的立场来看呢？
But from the Bible's point of view,
我们都是罪人，都是不完全的人。
We're all sinners, none of us are perfect.
所以我们有可能做了错误的决定。
Yes, we can be.
也有可能打错了孩子。
Yes, we can hit our children in the wrong time, in the wrong place.
但是如果我们没有属灵的这个看法的时候呢，那我们坚持说，我绝对没有错，打错你也该打，活该。
But from the spiritual point of view, if we do not really look it correctly, then we say, we're always right, even though when I hit you, I'm right anyway.
或者说我做了这个决定，走上这条错误的道路，没有家里面任何一个人能够说任何话。
But I made a decision. This is the way it's going to be. Nobody's going to say anything. I'm always right.
那我想我们不是从圣经的角度来看那件事情。
So therefore, we do not look at it from the Bible's.
也很可能惹动了儿女的气。
And often we can provoke.
那小孩子小的时候，他一定背叛。
So if we do not teach them according to the word of God, one day when they grow up, they will rebel and against you.
特别是在这个文化里面，对长辈没有尊敬的文化里面，他采取了世上的文化，他许多的怨恨埋在心中。有一天我们突然间会觉得说，为什么我的孩子会这样子悖逆呢？
Sometimes we wonder why our children are so rebellious, especially in this society which glorifies individualism, liberalism, and they will not respect the elders, and they often do this.
所以很可能我们没有照主的教训来教导他。
So oftentimes we do not teach them according to the word of God.
还有我们对儿女的态度不一定是照着圣经的态度来教导。
Also, our attitude towards our children are not the way that God wants us to be.
我觉得这一个态度决定了我们跟儿女的关系。
I think this attitude decides our relationship with our children.
这一个态度也决定了我们怎么样履行神托付给我们教养儿女的责任。
This also decides our attitude to how God to entrust us with children.
那我们做父亲的给儿女的最好的礼物是什么呢？
What is the best gift as a father to give to his children?
有人说过，一个父亲能够给儿女最好的礼物就是爱。他儿女的妈妈。
Someone said the best gift a father can give to a child is to love the child's mother.
我想这是有道理，是合乎圣经的教导。
I think it's reasonable. It's according to the Bible's teaching.
我们来看一下以弗所书。
Let's read Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Fifth chapter.
那些能够爱自己儿女的母亲的那些父亲呢，实在是有福了。以弗所书五章第二十五节。
Fifth chapter 25th verse. Those people who love the child's mother, they are blessed.
这里说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
It says, husbands, love your wives.As Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
二十八节又说，丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子便是爱自己了。
28th verse. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself.
的确，如果我们做父亲的能够爱我们的妻子的话呢？一方面你是照着神的教导来做，另外一方面你已经把一个最好的礼物给你的孩子。
Yes, you can give to your child the best gift is to love the child's mother, your wife.
有一个故事提到有一个父亲啊，平常脾气很坏，对他的太太啊，很容易暴躁，甚至于有时候动怒动手。
There was one story that the one man who had a very violent temper andAll the time he would lose his temper and would scold the wife, even sometimes would hit her.
然后有一天他认识了耶稣基督。
One day he met Jesus Christ and knew Jesus Christ.
圣灵在他心中让他看见这个真理，要爱你的妻子。
And the Holy Spirit in his heart revealed to himself that he should love his wife.
好像基督爱教会一样。
Like Christ loved the church.
所以他的态度默默地在改变。
So he changed his attitude.
他这个改变没有跟他太太说，也没有跟他孩子说。
He didn't say anything to his wife, nor did he say anything to the children.
但是呢，他太太感觉不一样。
But his wife felt the difference.
他的孩子也觉得不一样。
And the children felt the difference.
有一天，那个孩子对爸爸说。
And one day the child said to the father.
他说：“爸爸。
”Father.
将来有一天我自己成家了。
One day if I have a family.
我要像你爱我妈妈这样子来爱我的太太。
I want to love my wife like the way you love my mother.
哇，这个父亲心眼泪马上流下来，他心里面好感动。
And the tears just flowed.
一方面愧疚以前对太太的那个态度。
And he felt very guilty about the way he treated.
另外一方面，他看见自己顺服圣灵的引导带来的影响力是那么大。
Then also on another hand, While he was obedient in the teaching of the Holy Spirit to see such a vast difference in his family.
所以一个父亲能够给孩子的最大的礼物是爱你孩子的妈妈。
So a father can give to a child the greatest gift is to love the child's mother.
但是呢
But
另外一个更好的礼物给你孩子是什么呢
What is a better gift for your wife?
Or
for your child?
爱你的神。
to love your God.
因为如果你爱你的太太，是因为她是把你的孩子带到这个世间上来的人的话，
If you love your wife because she bore your child,
那么神更是那个赐给你这个产业的那个真正的赐给者。
And God is even more so because He's the true giver who gives you the wife and the child.
我们回到《生命记》来看一下第六章。
Let's go back to the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy the sixth chapter.
很奇怪的，在第六、第七、第八、第九节之前呢，神把第四跟第五节写在前面。
Before 6, 7, 8, 9th verse, God gave us 4th and 5th verse.
换句话说，你后面能够这样子做的一个基础，是在于前面你已经做了那个。
It means that in order to carry out what the 6, 7, 8, 9th verse said, the prerequisite is the 4th and 5th verse.
这里第四节说，以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
你要爱你的，你要给你的这个孩子一个最好的礼物呢？
The best gift you can give to your child.
不错，是爱你的太太。
Yes, to love your wife.
但是呢，不要忘记要先爱主你的神。
But don't forget to love the Lord first.
因为圣经里面很清楚地让我们看见，那是一切的基础。
So it's very clearly to show us in the Bible, all the love is really the source of love is from our God.
爱妻子，爱神，我觉得是我们今天每一个做基督徒父亲应该紧紧抓住的这个神的教训。
I think as a Christian father, that we should really grasp the truth to love our wives and to love our God.
我不晓得在座我们做父亲的，你在儿女面前的 心目中的评价是怎么样。
I don't know what kind of evaluation that your children give you as a father.
你的儿女觉得能够为你骄傲的，觉得能够有你这样子的一个父亲的地方是什么。
I don't know where that your children can be proud of you. In what area that they can really look up to you.
我知道那个很重要，小孩子对父亲的这个认同，或者他认为父亲的那个长处，会一生的影响他自己。
I know it's very, very important where the child identifies himself with the father, and it'll affect his growth.
我最欣赏我父亲的。
What do I really appreciate my father the most?
我一生里面观察那么多年，发现他是一个很爱我妈妈的一个人。
And I have looked at so many families and I have observed many people. I discover my father loves my mother.
另外一个，他是很负责任的父亲。
And he is a very dutiful, very responsible father.
在许多困难的环境里面，他尽他一切所能来照顾全家的需要。
And in many, many difficult situations, he did his most to take care of his family.
第三，他是一个非常有幽默感的人。
And also, my father is a man possessed with sense of humor.
我觉得这些东西我都把它带到我自己的婚姻跟家庭里面。
And I think I should take this into my family.
因为这几十年的影响是很深远的。
And all these several decades that the father's impression
is very deep. 我们
都知道
小孩子有时候聚在一起都以他的父亲为骄傲。
Sometimes children get together and they talk about their fathers. What are they proud of?
有一次有三个小孩子在那边聊天在玩。
And one time the three children get together.
他们在那边比他爸爸的这个棒啊。
And they try to compare how wonderful their father is.
那么那天的话题是谈到这个游泳潜水。
And one day they talk about how they swim or dive under water.
第一个孩子说我爸爸好棒啊。
And the first child said my father is so great.
他潜水的话，一口气可以在水里面五分钟才上来。
He would go down the water for 5 minutes. He would not breathe, then he'll get up.
另外一个说，我爸爸比你更棒。
And the other said, my father is even better than yours.
他下去可以十分钟才上来。
He could go down the water 10 minutes before he comes up.
第三个孩子没什么了不起，我爸爸最棒。
And the third child, don't worry about the two. My father is the best.
他说他十年前去游泳潜下去到现在还没有起来。
10 years ago,
ago, he went swimming, and he went down, and he didn't even get up yet.
Okay, 我们知道这些小孩子虽然是很好笑的一个故事啊，但是我们看见他们以他们的父亲为荣。
So therefore, even though it's such a joke, and in a sense it's pretty tragic, but the children really take care of their father, and they feel a sense of proudness for their father.
我不知道你在你儿女的心目中是一个怎么样的父亲。
I don't know what kind of evaluation you have in your children's heart.
另外有一个人，他的名字叫 Harrison, Mr. Harrison, 他生命里面经历过一次类似的事情。
And this man called Harrison, there's one thing happened in his life.
有一天他在后院子听见他的孩子跟其他两个邻居的孩子在那边谈话，也是在那边哇，说他们自己的爸爸多棒。
And one time he heard in his backyard how his children were talking to the neighborhood children.
其中有一个小孩子他说我爸爸好棒，
and,
我爸爸认识三藩市的市长。
And one child said, my father is so great that he knows the mayor of San Francisco, Feinstein.
然后第二个说，那你有什么了不起？我爸爸认识加州的州长，这个 Governor Brown.
And then one of the child said, oh, so what? My father knows Governor Brown, Governor of California.
然后他听见他的小儿子对他说，
But he heard his little son said to them,
你们的爸爸都没什么了不起。
Your father are not really that great.
我的爸爸认识神。
My father knows God.
哇，这一个弟兄一听见，眼泪水真的激动得不得了。
And this father heard it, and his tears just came down.
他偷偷的跑回去房间里面跪下来，在神面前。
He went to his room and knelt down and prayed to God.
他说神啊。
He said, God,
求你帮助我的孩子。
May you help my child.
一生里面都能够说我爸爸是一个认识神。
In his entire life, he would be able to say, my father knows God.
究竟你在儿女的心中是一个怎么样子的父亲？
What kind of father are you in your child's heart?
究竟你在你妻子的心中是一个怎么样子的丈夫？
What kind of husband are you in your wife's heart?
我觉得透过准备这个讲章，提醒了我许多我应该学的功课。
I think through this message, it has given me many insight to learn.
孩子是神托付给我的产业。
Yes, children are heritage from God to us.
我要用基督的爱来爱他们。
I must love them with God.
我要用神的话语来教导他们，养育他们。
I must use God's word to teach them, to nourish them.
我知道孩子是耶和华所赏赐的。赏赐的是他，收取的也是他。
I know the children is a reward from God. God gives to me, God can take him.
我知道我能够给我孩子最好的礼物是爱我的太太，也爱那位爱我的神。
I know the best gift I can give to my children is to love the mother of my child, my wife, and to love my God.
但愿神也同样向你说话。
May God speak this to you.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你今天早上你打开你的话语，让我们再一次看见你对我们做父亲的期望是什么。
Lord, thank you so much. From your words we can see what kind of hope you have for us to be fathers.
主，我们承认在你面前我们有许多的亏欠。
Lord, we have so many shortcomings before you.
我们用我们有限的爱来爱我们的儿女。
We love our children with a very finite type of love.
我们用自己的心意来教导我们的儿女。
We use our own method, our own way to teach our children.
然后我们遇到许多的难处。
And we encounter so many problems.
我们没有照着你的心意来看我们的儿女。
We did not look at children as the way you want us to look at them.
以至于许多时候我们成为魔鬼攻击的对象。
So many times we become the object. Satan can attack us.
我们发现夫妻的关系里面有许多的困难。
We have many problems and difficulties between husbands and wives.
我们发现跟我们自己的孩子之间有许多的难处。
We have problems between fathers, mothers, and children.
就但是你应许给我们那个更丰盛的生命。
But God, you have promised to give us life and more abundantly.
谢谢你今天早上向我们说话。
Thank you for talking to us this morning.
帮助我们先调整我们跟你的关系。
First, let us adjust our relationship with you.
也用基督爱教会的那种爱去爱我们自己的妻子。
To to love our wife just like Christ loved the church.
然后在你面前做一个忠心的管家。
And be a faithful steward before you.
把你托付给我们的产业，按照你的心意来管理。
And for the reward, the heritage you give us, let us be faithful steward.
主啊，求你祝福我们这个教会里面的每一个家庭。
Lord, please bless every single family in this church.
叫这个教会里面的每一个家庭充满了基督的爱。
Let every family flood with the Christ love.
叫我们在这个家庭，崩溃的社会里面，能够像一座灯台，能够照亮这一个地区所有的家庭。
Let us be a lighthouse to our society, that we see all the families are crumbling away before our eyes.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为靠着我们的力量，我们做不到。
Because if we rely on our own strength, we cannot do it.
但是靠着那加给我力量的，我们凡事都能做。
But we can do all things because the Lord gives us strength.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.